If your tween keeps getting stuck in the same subject, math, writing, anything, you might be wondering, should we go back and review or just push through? Today in this session, we're going to talk about how to spot the real reason they're struggling and why stepping back might actually be the smartest move this year. Now, you might be at the end of this year. That's okay, because you can take this and apply it moving forward. Hey, it's Marina Joy. We are in week four of the 12-week homeschool challenge, and this one is all about making it easier. Not shortcuts, but smarter work. And if you are finishing up your year now, if you're not year-round schooling, think about this as how can we push forward through to the end of the year? Is there any way we can make it a little bit easier? And then again, taking these principles and thinking, how can we apply it in the next phase of the school year? So now, sometimes the problem isn't the subject itself. Perhaps it's like one small skill, one missing layer that's holding everything else up. So this week, I want you to ask, what is one skill that I can sharpen or that my tween could sharpen that would make everything else easier? So, for example, we could say, what is the biggest stress right now? So when you're thinking about you're doing schoolwork with your tween, and they're sitting down and they're struggling, and it's the same struggle every single day, and you're butting heads about it. When the subject comes up, nobody wants to do it. They don't want to do it. You don't want to have to fight with them to do it. Every single time I've been there, it's not fun. It is not fun. But when you're in the middle of it, sometimes you can't see past. That is totally normal because you're in the thick of it and you just want it to be resolved. And you think, excuse me, if I push through, certainly we'll get this done. Let's just nose to the grindstone, get it done. Now I'm going to say, let's step back for a minute and see what is causing the problem. So we see that big point of stress. Then we go deeper and we say, what is behind that stress? And this isn't a good thing to figure out when you're sitting there butting heads with your tween trying to get the thing done. That is not the time to say, what's the problem? Why are you so stressed about this? Not a good time. You're not going to get an answer. However, when you are sitting by yourself with a nice cup of tea and you're thinking, how can we resolve this? I want my kid to be independent in their work. I have to sit with them because they just don't get this. Now, what is the actual problem? That's what we want to find out. That is the constraint, the thing that's quietly jamming up the flow. You think you've seen maybe you've seen those pictures or video or something where you've seen like a log jam, right? So there's tons of logs going down the river. One decides it's gonna get hung up on the shore or something. It causes this huge backup. Nothing's moving. That's kind of what's happening. So we want to figure out what is that log that's causing everything else to stop moving. Can we get rid of that so then things can flow with greater ease? So, when you're not in the midst of trying to get it done, have a conversation with your child and say, all right, so we seem to be having trouble with math. That's often a pain point. What is the hardest thing about it right now? And then gently explore, like, what is really going on? and let them talk about it. Use that rule where you talk for a minute, they talk five. So this is a good time for you to just like quiet yourself, ask, and then let them work through what the hardest thing is. The first thing they say might not be the hardest thing, probably not. And if they stop talking, then you just repeat the last word that they said to help them keep going. And they're trying to figure out what it is too. Now, perhaps they're guessing on multiplication facts. So you might want to prompt because you're the parent. You see what's going on. You're like, oh, they always get stuck on the multiplication facts. You might want to throw that in. Do you think it's this? Or maybe it's about writing. They're writing essays, you're wanting them to write essays, and you're like, why can't they write an essay? Well, they haven't mastered paragraph structure, sentence structure. So, how are they supposed to write an essay? So, when we're trying to just get the work done, but maybe they don't understand the instructions. So, they're never getting it right. They're always disappointing you at the end of the day because they think it said this, and then they do what they think they were supposed to do. And then when you go to check it, it's not the right thing. We don't want that. So, these pain points, they're not signs of failure. Your kid is not failing. They're not behind. You are not a failure. This is a series of experiments. You say, okay, we're going to try this. Remember, we talked about experiments? We're going to try this thing, then we're going to reassess and see how it works. Okay, we've still got a problem. We've still got that log jam. What is that log? Let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's see what it is. Then we can run another experiment. So they're not signs of failure. They're signposts. They show us, like, okay, where do we need to build some skills? What do we need to do? Now, sometimes the work feels difficult because we got so excited thinking that my kid is this age, and when they're this age, they need to be doing these things because this curriculum publisher has said they need to do these things. Or your friend's kids are doing those things at that age. And so you push. And you have good intentions. And you want your kid to succeed. But it doesn't always work like that. And that's why we're homeschooling. So that we can do what your child needs. When your child needs it, how they need it, so they can succeed. Because if you remember back on week one when we're casting this vision and we're seeing where is your kid going? That's why we're doing this stuff, to help them achieve that end goal. So sometimes we have to go slow to go fast or backwards in order to then move forwards with greater ease. Something I wish I had known earlier is that the constraint, that log jam, that thing that's causing friction and getting in the way of moving forward with a subject, it's not always resolved in a week or two. It could be that your kid's brain needs to develop more to understand the concepts better. And so you can drill and you can drill and you can drill those skills, but until their brain is ready for it, it doesn't matter. And that's okay. It's just going to take longer. The other thing is, we learn things in kind of these concentric circles. So perhaps they can remove part of or move that log a little bit, some of the logjam will be taken care of. Okay, that's they're learning this much stuff. Then as they grow and develop, they're going to learn the next level. And over time, it will resolve that logjam. But that constraint isn't always resolved in a week or two. And I know sometimes I put pressure on my girls like, oh, okay, this is how we fix it. We just have to memorize the multiplication tables. If you've said that to your kid, you're not alone. Because if they memorize the multiplication tables, when it goes to long division, it's going to be much quicker for them to solve. But for some reason, memorizing those multiplication tables, that's the logjam. And sometimes it's not just a week or two to get that sorted. And that's okay. But once you figure out that that is the constraint, you can start working on it. I remember asking one of my kids to write an essay. We weren't even solid on writing a paragraph. I got over eager. And I was like, oh, you have good ideas and you like talking about stuff. Let's write an essay about it. They weren't even solid on logical paragraph structure. So then I got the essay and I was like, what? Haven't I taught you better? Well, no, I hadn't. I needed to step back and go, okay, well, let's just write a paragraph. Let's think about how sentences are structured. Okay, now once we've got that, now we have the building block, and then writing an essay, easy. But first we had to remove that constraint. And when I just was pushing ahead, it just added pressure. Maybe you've done this too. You know, it's pressure on me because I want my kid to succeed, because then I look good as a parent. I feel validated as a home educator. But what about my kid? And then the relationship struggles, suffers. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to choose one skill to sharpen. I remember even as much as last year, I had this list on my birthday last year. And I think there are about 20 things on there. And I was like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And I had lists of things, significant things that I thought, oh, I'm going to get this all done in a year. I think I got two things done on that list. So don't ever overestimate what you can do in like 12 weeks or a year, but don't underestimate what you can do if you take the time and diligently build a skill each 12-week session. So it might be they're going to memorize the 7x tables. And then you focus on that. So when it's math time, we're working on that. Let's work on that. And they're going to get that skill quicker than if every time they came up with a 12x table in their math, they had to figure it out. So step back, take the time, learn the skill, sharpen the saw, as they say. Maybe you create a punctuation reference guide. Maybe you practice typing. You know, they're on the computer. They're going to be on the computer more if they're not already typing essays. Typing is a skill they'll need for the rest of their lives. It's worth investing in learning how to type correctly and type well. But you need to step back, take the time, learn the skill, and then things move forward with greater ease. But make that, whatever it is you're sharpening this on, make it small, make it meaningful, so that your child feels the progress, They feel the win and they feel like, yes, I can do now the seven times tables. They feel accomplished. And then as they're doing their math, and they're like, wow, those nine times tables, those are giving me trouble. They know what to do because they did it for the seven times tables. They saw the benefit, they saw the result, and they're more willing to build another foundational skill. So this all takes time. That's okay. But I want you to gather some empathy because sometimes it's easy to think, yes, my kids can do this thing. Let's get it done. If you work outside the home or even in your own business, think about how long it took you to build foundational skills before someone trusted you for that next level of responsibility. Or think of a skill you're learning right now. And I do think it's important for you as a mom to be learning new skills. It demonstrates that learning is important. And it also keeps you empathetic with your child's learning journey. So last fall, I started learning jazz piano. I am a classically trained pianist. I've been playing since I was 5. And let me tell you, it does not matter how much classical training you have when you're learning jazz. I couldn't just sit down, improvise jazz beautifully, because I didn't have those foundational jazz skills. And even a couple of weeks ago, after studying and studying and studying, I was frustrated because I'm still learning the foundational skills. And I thought I should be further ahead. And I think our kids get like that too. They think I should be further ahead. I should know this by now. But instead, let's stretch the timeline. Remember that first week we cast that vision? We have a longer time frame that we're thinking about. So instead of saying, I have to learn all these foundational skills in 12 weeks, what if we said, I'm going to learn these foundational skills in a year, in 2 years? You know, and continually build on those. All of a sudden it takes the pressure off and we're going to move forward faster because we don't have this frantic pressure to perform. So when we sharpen the saw, things start to move better, work flows better, confidence builds. And you start to feel like, we've got this. And your kid starts to feel like, we've got this. And then every time there's a log jam there, they know, okay, well, we're going to step back. We're going to look and go, what is the actual problem? Then we're going to learn the skill that's going to remove that log jam or at least wiggle it out so we can start getting some better flow, some greater ease. And we're going to work through it. And that's okay, because that's how learning works. If you are not part of the 12-week homeschool challenge yet, not officially, this is week 4, but you're not too late. You can still join us. Head to the link in the comments so you can get the challenge sent to your inbox. I am also creating a weekly homeschool challenge guide, so each week you will get the guide for that week, and you'll get access to all the earlier sessions so you can jump in even if you're starting this week. Now, if you're just stuck trying to pinpoint your child's biggest constraint, that thing that is blocking them and you're too close, and you just can't see it and you need some perspective, I have a few spots open for one-on-one style email coaching. So if you'd like a fresh set of eyes on the problem so you can help your tween move forward with greater confidence, sign up for the challenge, send me an email, type the word coach, and I'll get back to you and we can go from there. But until next time, keep talking with your tween, sharpen that saw, and I'll see you in the next episode.